daf is Avodazara daf Mem Aleph. We are holding on daf Mem Amud Beis. We're about to begin Perek Kol Hatzlamim. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lezecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, as well as Dvorah Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib, was it?
Yaakov Leib.
And also Lezechus Ratvor Shlomer for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. It is also co-sponsored anonymously, L'Kavod HaTorah V'Lomdeha. So we are holding at the very beginning of Perek Kol Hatzlamim. So we're now shifting topics in the Masechta. We're going to talk about actual, for lack of a better term, actual getchkas, actual Avodah Zarahs, idols, and these kinds of, types of things. But it's important to realize that there is a difference between an idol, an Avodah Zarah, and a tselem. A tselem is an image, a statue. Sometimes it's used for Avodah Zarah, sometimes it's not. So many of the halachos that we have about tselemim are about whether we need to be concerned that it might be Avodah Zarah, but not that it necessarily is Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss which tselemim are assumed to be Avodah Zarah and therefore Asur Bana, which ones are not assumed to be Avodah Zarah and therefore Mutar Bana. The Gemara is going to make a distinction between tselemim that are found in Krachim and in Kfarim. In larger cities, there is more likelihood that it's just Lenoi and not Avodah Zarah. Smaller villages, more likely that it is Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss symbolism of different items that a tselem might be holding in its hand. And what that means, is that does that mean often that it is L'shem Avodah Zarah because what it's holding symbolizes that in one way or another? Doesn't matter what it's holding in its hand. The Mishnah then in Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether pieces of a tselem are also also broken pieces of a tselem. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas amorayim. If an Avodah Zarah broke on its own, no one smashed it, no one broke it, no one was mevatel it, broke on its own, is that Asur? And the Gemara is going to have several challenges to each opinion. That's going to go well into tomorrow's daf, challenging each opinion whether an Avodah Zarah that breaks on its own is Asur or Mutar. But in the context of that discussion, we're also going to have a lengthy side discussion of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, because it's going to come up over here, the idea that something is a Vadai Isur, and then maybe there's a Safek Tikkun. Do we assume that that Tikkun has happened when it's only a suffix and there was a vade problem? We'll bring a few rayas from other places in Shas about suffix being motzi midei vadai. So let's begin at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, kalatzam masurin mibnei shehein ne'evadin, that all tzlamim are asur. The Mishnah says, according to the Tanakam, according to Rameir, because shehein ne'evadin pam achas b'shana div Rameir, because Rameir says typically they are worshipped once a year, and that's enough to make them asur ba'ana, because that makes them an avodah zara. That no, the only type of tselem that's going to be asur is if it's an image of something holding something in its hand. It's holding in its hand a stick, a bird, a sphere. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer af kol sheish bi'ado kadar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it doesn't matter what it's holding in its hand, as long as it's holding something in its hand, that's enough to make it asur. Now Rashi points out that our Mishnah is talking about the isur hana'ah of Avodah Zarah. Asks Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Avodah Savoda, isn't it pashut that it's talking about an Isser Hana'a? What else would it be talking about? An Isser Achila? What, that you're not allowed to eat the statue? Obviously it's an Isser Hana'a. There's no other Isser that it could be talking about. So you suggest that perhaps Rashi's trying to tell us that the Tselem in our Mishnah is a Safek of Avodah Zarah, and it's only Asr Bahana'a. But Bishihia, to just keep it around, to not destroy it, just to have it in your house, that's not Asr. It's just Asr to get actual Hana'a from it. You don't have to be concerned that there can be Choshed you for Avodah Zarah. Or he suggests, alternatively, Rashi trying to tell us that since it's not a Vade Avodah Zarah, it's only a Safek Shema Avodum, it would be mutter for Yisrael to be Mevatelit. It's Asr Ba'ana, but you can be Mevatelit. Based on the Gemara later on, we're going to have in tomorrow's daf, that the Chumor goes that the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mevatel, is not empowered to be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Kochavim, because we're afraid that he's going to pick it up to be Mevatelit, and when he picks it up, he's going to be Zochabo, and ain bittul Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael, it's going to belong to him, and there is no bittul for Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. But that's only when it's an Avodah Zarah Vadai, but we're not going to make such a gzerah when it's an Avodah Zarah Safek, like you have in our Mishnah. Maybe that's the Chiddush that Rashi is trying to tell us. Another point over here, our Mishnah tells us that there are tzlamim that are asur ba'ana. The Shach and the Taz are medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, the 7th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that he's not mechalik between different types of tzuros. It doesn't have to be an image of a person, an image of a human being. Any type of tzura would be included. However, the Meiri writes that the Mishnah is talking about partsuf, that's a tzura sa'adam, that it's dafka got to be a tzura sa'adam, that we make this assumption in our Mishnah. The Beis Yosef and the Bach, a medayik from the Tur writes, v'tzuros shar kol amazalos v'chulei, hamotzeos amutaros imloshi yesh ochacha shenas alavad zara, kigon tzuras adam amedes al pesach amedina. Sounds like he's explaining the Mishnah to be talking about also dafka a tzuras adam. Shach is not convinced he can be medayik that way in the lashon of the Tur, but that's what that's what he suggests. Also, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel's opinion in the Mishnah: any kol sheyesh biyado kol davar, the asher ba'ana, anything that has anything in its hand. But if it sounds like if it's not oches biyado anything, if it's not holding anything in its hand, it's not going to be asher ba'ana. We're not choshesh that it was used for an avodah zara unless it's holding something, according to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. And the Rishonim explained the reason for that is that in most cases a tselem that's not holding anything would not be used for avodah zara. Yeah, there are a miut of cases that it would be used for avodah zara. We're not choshesh for that miut. So asks Tosos Dibra Maskul Kol over here, and the Meiri also asks that the Shita of Rishon Gamliel that we're not choshesh the miut does not seem to be the Shita of Rishon Gamliel throughout Shas. There seem to be other places where Rishon Gamliel is choshesh the miut. For example, we'll only bring one of the examples, but there are several. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kufla Menhei Amud Beis brings a brisa where Rishon Gamliel holds that a baby that doesn't die in the first 30 days of life is not a nefel. So it sounds like if it dies within the first 30 days of life, it is a nefel, even if it doesn't die of natural causes. It gets mauled by a lion, we're still choshish that maybe it's a nefel. Now, a minority of babies are nefelim. Most of the time, a baby is a bar kayama, is a ben kayama. Sounds like Rav Shmuel Gamliel is going to be choshish that maybe it's a nefel, even if it's mauled by an animal that has nothing to do with it being sickly or not being a... So it sounds like he's choshish lemiut. So how come over here he's not choshish lemiut? So Tosa suggests that Rav Shmuel Gamliel is not choshish lemiut, but a miut hamatzah he holds that you have to be choshesh for. Only a miut she'enu matzah you're not choshesh for. So when it comes to it, Selim and Rosh Gamliel holds, we're not choshesh for miut of people that are oved, because it's not a miut hamatzah. But meis betoch lamed yom, even though it's true, minority of babies are nefelim, but it used to be a very common miut. Baruch Hashem, now with health what it is, it's not as common, but it used to be a very, very common miut that we assume, like the Mishkan Es Yaakov writes, that a miut hamatzah is 10%. So if that's what those are assuming, that 10% of babies would die within the first 30 days of life. That's a stunning statistic. I mean, and that's on top of all the women that died in childbirth and everything else. But that's what we're assuming, that it was a miut hamatzvah in that situation. The Meiri says a little differently. He says, Rav Shmuel is not choshesh lemiut, but if it dies within 30 days, even though it's only a miut, that it's a nefel, but in the case over here, the chashash of nefel is not a miut, because there's another rove, that rove of the babies that die within 30 days are a nefel. So, meaning, yeah, in a chinami, miut babies bagadol, you know, in the world are nefelim, but rove of babies that just experience what this baby experienced are nefelim. So even though it was mauled by a lion, but they were not following a miut over there. Rishon Gamliel is, in fact, following a rove. Now, so how do you paskin? So we have a machlokas chamer Rishon Gamliel. Is it any idol that's any statue that's holding anything, or is it only statues that hold certain things that are assumed to be avodah zara? So it's normally machlokas Rishon Gamliel the chamer. You would imagine that we follow the klal halacha k'r Rishon Gamliel. The Mishnah says that we always paskin like our Mishnah Gamliel. The Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Chachamim. So the Rambam in the seventh paragraph of the Zohar in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Yerodeah. So asks the Lacha Mishnah, why don't you paskin like Mishnah Gamliel? It's a Beferish Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Zayin that Kol Makom Shana Mishnah Gamliel Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kamosa comes up elsewhere in Shas as well, that wherever Mishnah Gamliel's opinion appears in the Mishnah, we always paskin like him. So how come the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch don't in this situation? So some of the Achor, there are a number of answers suggested by the Chornim. Some of them suggest that the Rambam doesn't accept that klal. That's a klal that the Rishonim accept, but the Rambam understood it's machlokas in the Gemara whether to accept that klal b'chlal, and he doesn't accept that rule. The Sherek Nes Agdola writes that from the Gemara that we're going to have today, the Gemara is going to say, Hosifole and Sayif Hatarav Etaba'as, that there are other items that he might be holding in his hand that will also indicate that it's Naval Dezara, makes it sound like not Rav Mishum Gamliel, because Rav Mishum steering wheel holds, it doesn't matter what it's holding in his hand. So why would you continue to add to the list of items that if it were holding in his hand would be an avodah zarah? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, everything it's holding in its hand would make it an avodah zarah. So the stam of the Gemara over here, the stam hashas over here, makes it sound like it's not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that is just a point of in terms of halacha. Now we talk about slumim over here, but what it doesn't talk about, it never talks about explicitly in the Gemara, for obvious reasons, is a shasiv arev. What if it were not an image of a person or a thing or even an animal or one of the mazalos, but it's a shasiv arev, it's a cross. Does that have a status of an avodah zarah? So the Ramah in Yerideas in Kuf Mem Aleph tells us that it's a shasiv arev that they are mishtachvetu, has the din of a tselem, and it's aser unless they've been mevatled. But he says a shasiv arev shetolim b'tzavar lezikaron, that they wear around their neck as a zikaron, which is a very common thing, that is not called a tselem, and that is mutter. It used to be a very common business for Jews to be in to sell such shasiv arev. So a shasiv arev they hang around the neck, that's not a real avodah zarah, it's just a zikaron bialma, it's mutter. The Ramah writes that if there are sarim or kohanim, kohanim not being kohanim, but priests that have a shasiv arev on their beged, or they carry a tselem with them, you're not allowed to bow to them or to remove your hat, as a gesture to them, in a way, because it's unless it's an espazer ma'osav or something like that, where it looks like you're doing something else, because you're bowing essentially to the shasiva arev on them. However, he then says yesh makilim, because everyone knows that you're removing your hat for the person, not for the shasiva arev on his beged or for what he's wearing. That it's for the individual. That so he says yesh makilim, but he says tov lahachmir kisvara. Harishona. Better to be machmir like the first shita. The source of the first shita is the Trumas Hadashen that talks about such a situation. Now it happens to be a lot of Simen Kuf Mem Aleph in Yerideya. You have to be careful because it's been censored for, again, obvious reasons. So you don't have all of the details sometimes. It makes no reference to Shasiv Arev. It just says a tzura that they wear around their neck, and it doesn't mention that it's a Shasiv Arev. But we have earlier editions of the Ramah where it's clear that that's what he was talking about. The basis is the Trumas Hadashen, where it's clear that that's what he was talking about. So there are a lot of interesting discussions in Poskim. Like, what about postal stamps that have a Shasiv Arev? Are you allowed to use Ramosha as a discussion? A guy who collects and sells postal stamps, stamp collections. So he allowed to. So he writes that first of all, it's probably not an avodah zarah. So we could, the shasiv arev itself is not an avodah zarah. So it's just something that we would try to stay away from. Second of all, he says they're mevazel these tzuros, because if you were to send a letter with it, no one would hesitate for a second in the post office from stamping the thing over it. So they're totally mevazel these. And then when you get the letter, what do you do with the postal stamp? You throw it in the garbage with the rest of the envelope. He says, so anyway, it's clearly just something, it's a dover buzzwee. It's not something that anyone that anyone pays any attention to. There's also tshuvas in the poskim about in Menashe Kleiner's tshuva. You have a doctor that has as part of his uniform, there's a cross, a red cross or something on his uniform. He says, I have to know more. Is it just like a Magin David Adom? So they have a red cross, but it doesn't really mean anything. So then maybe that's not such a big deal. Or if maybe it means something and it's more symbolic, maybe that's a bigger deal. So that's Rav Ozner has a tshuva in Chelechas or Shevet Alevi. Can you get into a cab where there's a cross hanging from the mirror? Do you have to check the cab before you go in and make sure? So there's no isser to look at such a thing, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, to look at these things, but it's just a mechura davar. It's just something that in general the Jew tries to stay away from, but we're not going to ask her functioning in society unless there's an actual concern of avodah zarah. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Vayter Idin Avodin Pamachas Peshad my time the Rabbanan. If Rameir is really right that they were Ovid this thing once a year, why in the world would the Rabbanan say it's mutter? I mean, I don't care how often they use it as an avodah zarah. If it's used as an avodah zarah, it's hasmana. So Rabbi Tzibur Yosef Rami Yochanan b'mekom l'shor Rameir roi Ovdin osa Pamachas Peshana. Where Rameir was from, they used to be Ovid it once a year. Rameir the Chayish Miuta goes to Shar mekomos atu os. Mitzvah Makom. So Rav Meir, who's Choshish L'Miyuta, makes a Gzera that even in other places where they are never Oved Bitzlamim, he's going to make a Gzera to Aserit Atu, his place where they are Oved Bitzlamim, once a year. So he knows that in the majority of the world they're not Oved at all. But he makes a Gzera because of the Miyut. Rabbanan, the Lochai Shilamiyuta, and the Rabbanan, in general, not Choshish L'Miyut, Lo Gazu Shar Makom Osatu Osu Makom, did not make any such Gzera of other places Atu, this one place. So that's that's what the machlokas is really all about. Amr v'dom Shmuel b'andarti shamalachim shaninu. That our Mishnah is talking about specifically andarti shamalachim, statues that are made in honor of the king. Amr Rabbi Yochanan umba omdin al pesach medina shaninu. Now we're talking about where they're standing by the gate of the medina, by the entrance of the city. So that's those are the qualifications of what our Mishnah is talking about. The Rambam paskins that it's selim that's found in a medina and is omed al pesach a medina and is holding a makal utzibur is aser bahana'a. So the Bir Agra points out that from the fact that he doesn't bring Shmuel, that Rav Meir and the Chacham are arguing b'andarti shamalachim, it sounds like Rav Bar Bechana is coming to argue on Shmuel, that they're not only arguing about andarti shamalachim, they're arguing about any tzelem, because the Rambam specifically does not say andarti shamalachim. He makes it sound like these two qualifications are not in agreement with each other. Either the argument is about andarti shamalachim, or the argument is about that which is standing by the Pesach Medina. That's how the Rambam understood, but not that one qualification builds on the other, that it's only about an andarti shamalachim that is al Pesach Medina. Furthermore, the comment that it's andarti shamalachim, there are different shittos in the Rishonim how to explain the Gemara. The Ravid understands that Shmuel is not disagreeing with the etzem teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rameir and the Rabban are arguing about whether choshish lemiut or not. Shmuel also agrees that they're arguing about choshish lemiut or not. It's just that he says that they're only arguing andarti shamalachim because the whole Isra Anah that Rameir has is only by andarti shamalachim. Other tzlamim, he's moda than arasid. Rabbanan are matir, even andarti shamalachim, unless he's holding makal tzipor kad or something like that. However, the Ramban, the Ran, they say that no, Shmuel's in disagreement with the original answer of the Gemara. That the original understanding of the Gemara is that the machlokas is about choshish lemiut or not choshish lemiut. So Shmuel comes to say, no, a different answer to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, wait, if it's worshipped even once a year, doesn't that make it an avodah zarah? How on earth could the Chacham be matir such a thing? So he said, no, the machloks are mayor and the Rabban is by andarti shamalachim. I tell him that's not nevad. It's only nevad by a very small minority of people. So our mayor and the Rabban are arguing, do we have to be choshish about that minority of people? It's not the way the original answer of the Gemara understands, that it's in a minority of places, in the place of Rav Meir, and are we goes there other places, Atu Rav Meir's place. It's about that most people wouldn't be oveid such a thing, but some people might be. Says the Gemara Vayitu, now the top of Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba, Machlokas B'shal Kfarim. The whole Machlokas, if you find these statues in little villages, Aval B'shal Krachim, Divrei HaKol Mutarim. You find them in big cities, for sure it's Mutar. My time, L'noy Avdi Luhu. In big cities, there's architecture, there's nice things, it's just made as a decoration. The Kfarim, Ikal Mandyam, L'noy, Ka'avdi Luhu. And in villages, it's a Machlokas. There's an opinion that it's made for decoration, even in little villages, that can't be. In villages, it's definitely made for avodah zarah. It's definitely not made just lenoy. So Eli'i and Marhachi Marno. If we're going to say this distinction between villages and cities, here's how you say the distinction. Am Rabba Machlokes b'shal krachim. The Machlokes is in the big cities. Avav l'shak farim d'vrei akol asurim. In the little villages, everyone would say it's asur. Everyone would hold that's considered an avodah zarah. V'cham amrein asurim v'chule. And then we said the cham hold that no, it's only going to be asur if it's holding a makal, a tzipar, or a kador, something like that. So the Gemara is going to explain the symbolism of each of these things. Makal, sherodes atzmatach kolom kulo, Kimakal. Now, you have to be sensitive a little bit to the Lashon of the Gemara over here. The exact translation is not what it really means. The Gemara is speaking in the Lashon of Bizayon about the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara can't say the words that the Makal represents, that it rules over the entire world with a staff. So it says that the world rules over it with a staff, but it really means that it's meant to symbolize that it rules over the world. But this is just how we speak about Avodah Zarah. We speak about it in Lashon Bizayon. Tzipor, a bird. Why a bird? That it's underneath the entire world like a bird, which really means the entire world is in its hand and is underneath it like a bird. The sphere represents the globe, it represents the world. And then others added that even if it's holding a sword, a crown, or a ring, that is also a sign that this must be an Avodah Zarah and is not just statue. What was the thinking? Why did we previously think that these items would not symbolize Avodah Zarah, and then we had to add it in later? Sayif meikara savra listan bialma. That initially we thought it was just a symbol of a listan bialma of stama bandit. Ulubasov savra shargis asmatach skalom kulo. And then we assume, then we realize that no, what it means is, what it represents, what the sayif represents, is that he could kill the entire world. That he's that he rules over the entire world with force and with might. So it's an interesting havamina. The Ritva raises the question. Shmuel assumed that the Mishnah was talking about an andarti shamalachim that represents a tzura of a melech. How is it possible that they'd be mevazed the tzura of a melech to say that he's just a listim, he's a bandit, and that's what they would put al pesach hamedina, the tzura of a melech? It's hard to imagine. So the Ritva says when we say listim, it doesn't really mean listim. It just means that it's not a deity. It's just talking about his power as a king, that he was such. But in general, we always, as we said before, talk in lashonos of bizayon about these kinds of things. So we use the lashon of bizayon when we describe the statue, but it doesn't really mean listim, because it wouldn't make any sense that they would build a statue to represent the king being listim. That would get them in a lot of trouble. They wouldn't build such a statue. Atara, and what was the thinking about the atara, about the crown? So meikara savar gadil kalili bialma, gadil kalili bialma. That he's a person who makes crowns. He makes like these nice crowns for people to wear or something. So savar katara lemelech. But then we realize no, it represents an atara lemelech. Taba'as and a ring, meikara savar ishtayma bialma. Initially we thought it was a ishtayma bialma. Rashi says ishtayma means shliach hanosei chosam ha-mashalcho. A shliach who just happens to carry the signet of someone who sent him. So he's the one that could sign off on all of his boss's documents and things. So that's all it represents. L'basov savar shachoseim es atzmo tachas kolom kulo l'misa. That no, he gets to sign off on who lives and who dies, that he's a real deal. And that's why we have to be concerned about this. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it doesn't matter what the thing is holding. If it's carrying anything in its hand, it's automatically an Avodah Zarah. So Tana afilu tzrar afilu kisein, even a pebble, a splinter, doesn't make a difference. Okay, even something insignificant, it would still be an Avodah Zarah. But what if it's not just holding something insignificant, it's holding something disgusting? It's holding tzoa, it's holding excrement in its hand. What would the din be? What is that? Is that meant to represent? Is it meant to represent that the whole world is like a piece of garbage in comparison to him, or is it that this image is a piece of garbage to the rest of the world? So take who the Gemara says we're not sure what the symbolism of the statue carrying tzoa really is all about. Says the Mishnah now. Let's say you find not an actual full tzelem, but a broken piece of a tzelem, that is mutter. Matza tavnis yado tavnis regel, harei l'asun m'nishik yotzeba nevet, yotzeba ne'eva. If you find just the image of a hand, or just the image of a regel, so that is asr because such things are worshipped. There's a beautiful remez in the Sefer Chanukah Satorah. He's medayik from the pasuk we say in Halel, Pelahem v'lo yidaberu. Einayim lahem v'lo yiru. Aznayim lahem v'lo yishmau. Aflam v'lo yirichun. Yideyem v'lo yimishun. Ragleyem v'lo yalechu. Why not yideyem lahem v'lo yimishun? Ragleyem lahem v'lo yalechun. So he says, by all the other Evarim, it says lahem. It says lahem that it has these on it. Because in order for them to be significant, it has to be part of a larger image. But yad and regel, that could be even alone. That's our Mishnah. That if you find that Surah's yad v'regel, just alone, harei l'asurin. So it's not yadim lahem, regleim lahem. Even if it's just the yad v'regel, it would be enough to asur. That's the remez in the Rebbe Rav Heschel in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah. So says the Gemara now, Amar Shmuel, Afilu Shivrei Avodos Kochavim. When our Mishnah says, if you find Shivrei Tzlamin, you find broken pieces of a Tzelem, that such a thing is going to be Mutter, it's not just broken pieces of a Tzelem. Even if you find broken pieces of an actual Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Mutter. Aiva Nantnan Shivrei Tzlamin, but it says in the Mishnah, Shivrei Tzlamin, sounds like it's only because it's a Tzelem. Remember, the difference between a Tzelem and a Zara's the Tzelem is just a statue. You don't know if it was ever used for an Avodah Zarah. So, okay, if it's a Shivrei Tzlamim, you have a Sfek Sveka. Maybe it was never used for Avodah Zarah. And even if it was used for Avodah Zarah, maybe someone smashed it and it was Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. But when you're dealing with Shivrei Avodah Zarah, you know that it was used for Avodah Zarah. You only have one suffix. Did someone try to be Mevatel it as an Avodah Zarah? So how can you say that it refers even to Shivrei Avodah Chavim if it says Befer Shivrei Tzlamim? So it says, Maruha din dafilu Shivrei Avodah Chavim. Really, it could be referring to Shivrei Avodah Chavim in our Mishnah as well. Why did it talk about Shivrei Tzlamim? V'adik tani Shivrei Tzlamim mishum tekabayi l'misna seifa. The reason it says Shivrei Tzlamim is because it wanted to introduce the seifa matza tavnis yad tavnis regel hare elu asurin meshekiyotu b'nevan. That even if you find just a hand, just a foot, that's also asur because such things are sometimes worshipped. And if it would have said Shivrei Avodah Chavim and then told us that line, I would say, yeah, a hand or a foot of Avodah Zarah is Asr, but a hand or a foot of a Tzelem, I would have thought that that's Mutter. So the Mishnah is telling me, the greater Chiddush, that even if it's just a Tzelem, but it's a hand or a foot, that's enough to make it Asr. It's still going to be Asr. That's why the Mishnah tells us about Shivrei Tzlamim. Not to tell me that Shivrei Avodah Kochavim are automatically Asr. Shivrei Avodah Kochavim are also going to be Mutter, unless it's a hand or a foot. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Matzah Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regel, Hare Elu Asurim Neshekiyot Zibonevad. You find the image of a hand or a foot, it's going to be Asur because such things are typically worshipped. Vamai Hashvarim Ninu, why would they be Asur? Aren't they, after all, broken pieces? So what would be the problem? So it says, Tirgum Shmuel Ba'omdin Al Basisan. Shmuel says, now the case is, it's standing on a basis, and therefore it's more chashuv, and we assume that it's nevad. What does it mean, it's standing Al Basisan? So Rashi says, Al Kanan, Makom HaMesukana Kivan De Usvinu Hasam Vade Palchilu. It's in a place of kavod. You know, it's behind a glass, and it's in a museum, and you know, it's in something that's clearly a makom of kavod for it. Tosa says that can't be what it means, because what's the whole Mishnah talking about? The case of the Mishnah was hamotze shivrei tzlamim. What you found it somewhere. Doesn't make it sound like you went to a museum and saw it exactly in its spot where it was set up. Makes it sound like you found it somewhere. So therefore, Tosa says l'kach nir l'rabbeinu tam l'faresh sheish lem beis moshav rachav sheyoshun alav levadam ve'enem nirim kishvarim l'nirish kachem mitchil v'nasim. That it's sitting on a pedestal, it's attached to some sort of base where it makes it look like it was never really part of a larger image. It was a hand that was on a base. It was a foot that was on a base, and it was made this way, Meikara. That's why it's going to be problematic, because it's likely not a broken piece of any Avodah Zarah. It is the initial Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's more problematic. Itman. Avodah Chavim Shenishtabra Me'eleh. So now this sugya is going to go well into tomorrow's daf, and this is a machlokas amarayim about the following case. You have an Avodah Zarah that no one smashed, but it is smashed. It broke on its own. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says it retains the status of Avodah Zarah and is Asur Bahana. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Muteris. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, it is Mutter if it broke on its own. It is now broken. The Gemara explains each side. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura Dalabata. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say it's Asur because now Avodah Zarah remains Asur until the person is over that Avodah Zarah is Mevatel. It's Shem Avodah Zarah. No one was ever Mevatel the Avodah Zarah from this thing. So it's still going to remain Asir. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Muteris. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says it's going to be Mutter because Mistama Betulei Maftila. Mistama, we have the right to assume the guy is Mevatilit. Why? Meimar Amar, I'll just say simple logic. E Nafshalo Atzla. It couldn't even save itself. Lo Gavra Matzila. So it's going to save me now? So we have a right to assume that Mistama, the Ovid Chavim, is Mevatil, such an Avodah Zarah that can't even stay intact. That's going to fall apart. That's going to break. That's the Svara of Reish Lakish. Asks the Avodah Savodah and the Derech HaMelech that we have a klal. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. That's a klal in many places in Shas and in Dvarim Dav Chav Ches, Kiddushin Dav Memtes, in Me'ila Dav Chav, many places. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. If you do one thing and in your mind, in your heart, you're thinking something else, we don't pay attention to what's in your mind and in your heart. We pay attention to your actions. So here also, the Ovid Chavim may be thinking all sorts of thoughts about this Avodah Zarah and how useless it is. But it's all Dvarim Shebelev. How could all of a sudden Rav Shimon Lakish be concerned for Dvarim Shebelev and rely on Dvarim Shebelev, Lakula, to say that now it's no longer an Avodah Zarah? So says the Avodah Savodah, the reason for Reish Lakish's heter is not only because of the machshava of the Ovid Chavim, but it's a din of nisya'ish ha'akum e'lilo v'yisiyach daita v'menu. We're going to have a gemara later on that if an Ovid Chavim leaves the Avodah Zarah shalo b'shas milchama and just abandons it. You know, b'shas milchama is one thing, he's on the run or whatever. Shalo b'shas milchama just abandons it. So that's it. There's a bitl of the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Even though he didn't do anything to it. He didn't go smash it. He didn't go spit at it. He didn't do anything. He just left it. He just, all of a sudden, it's like collecting dust somewhere, and it's not something he pays attention to anymore. That's enough. It's not a Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim issue, because it's Muchach that this is the Das. It's not considered Dvarim Shebelev. And that's what Reish Lakish is saying. There's an Umdana that the guy is definitely thinking that there's no Koach to this Avodah Zarah to save him. So he's totally Masiach Das from it, and the Avodah Zarah is Batal. So that's how some of the Echronim suggest that this is beyond a standard Dvarim Shebelev. There's also according to Reish Lakish, who's what would the halacha be if the Avodah Zarah is broken, broke on its own, but the guy who's oved the Avodah Zarah doesn't know that it's broken? Meaning this idea that Mistama, he's going to think that if it couldn't save itself, it's not going to save me. Do we assume that even if he never had that thought yet? Meaning, is it about the idea that he's Mevatel B'Lev, he's Mevatel in his mind, and we care about the fact that he's Mevatel B'Mind? Or is it that he doesn't even have to be Mevatel? It's anything that no self-respecting Ovid Avodah Zarah would ever be Ovid this anymore. So it's like, it's an automatic for all Avodah Zarahs that go through this kind of thing. The Ramban and the Ritva say that Reish Lakish is Matir even if he has no idea that it was broken. The Ravid, on the other hand, says no. It's only if he knows that it's broken. So the Derech HaMelech asks the question: if the whole reason of Reish Lakish is that we're reading his mind and he's thinking in his mind that this doesn't have any power anymore, so if he doesn't know about it, he's not thinking anything in his mind. So how does that work? So he assumes that the whole idea of Avodah Zarah is that the guy is mekabel on himself something as a deity, and then it immediately becomes an Avodah Zarah and Zos Vana. But if it's clear that he's not mekabelit as a deity, so he would no longer consider this an Avodah Zarah, even though he doesn't know that yet, he doesn't know why yet, but nevertheless, that's enough to take away its status as an Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to start challenging the Shita of Reish Lakish. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish is the one that held that if it breaks on its own, it's mutter. Now all of a sudden it's mutter. Asks Rabbi Yochanan, really? There's a story in Tanakh, V'rosh Dagon, V'shtei Kapos Yadav Krusos, that the Plishtim had captured the Aron, and they kept it in the same room as their idol Dagon, and then in addition to the series series of exercises and problems that the Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Plishtim through, the Avodah Zarah itself was destroyed. That the Avodah Zarah itself, the next morning, they found it by the Miftan Abayis, by the doorstep of that, right? So, and what does it say? It was broken. It broke on its own. And still, the Kohani Dagon would not be Dorech on that Miftan Abayis, because that was Kadosh to them. That was the place that the Avodah that represented the Avodah Zarah. But it broke on its own. I thought, according to Reish Lakish, when it breaks on its own, it's totally Mutabah. No, it's not an Avodah Zarah anymore. Why are they so careful about it? So, Melo, Misham Raya? Why, you think that's a raya? They no longer worship Dagon. They worshipped the Miftan, because they said the Koach had left the Dagon statue where it was before, and now it has established itself ala Miftan. That was their belief at that time. It wasn't that the Dagon still had any Koach. Eisve, so the Gemara says another raya. Hamotze shivrei tzlamim harei lemutarin. Our Mishnah says if you find broken pieces of a tzelem, it's mutar. Hashivrei avodas kachav masurin. Doesn't that imply if you find broken pieces of a known avodah zara that it's going to be aser? But I, according to you, Reish Lakish, even if an avodah zara breaks on its own, it's already mutar. Why, if you find a broken piece of an avodah zara, should it be aser? So Reish Lakish answers, you're making the wrong diuk. Lo tema shivrei avodas kachav masurin. The diuk to make is not that if you find shivrei avodas kachav it's aser. If you find shivrei avodas kachav, it's also mutar. Ela ema hatzlamim atzman asurin. No, what it means to tell me is that if you find the tselem itself, it's going to be usr. Only broken tselemim are mutter, but whole tselemim are usr. And that's not so pashut, because with the Mishnah we started with today had a machlokas about that, whether a tselem is automatically assumed to be usr. Ustamak, Rav Meir. So here you have a stam Mishnah that follows Rav Meir. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. A third raya, the last one we're going to do today, but a third raya. Rabbi Yochanan mid Rav Meir, nishmalil Rabbanan. But this raya is in the other direction. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's usr when it breaks on its own. Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, shouldn't he be able to derive the shita of the Rabbanan from the shita of Rav Meir in the following sense? Lavam Rav Meir tzlamim asurin, shivrei tzlamim mutarin. That which Rav Meir says is usr when it's whole, he will say is mutar when it's broken. So Rav Meir having told that tzelem is usr when it's whole, but when it's broken, it's automatically mutar. So the Rabbanan avodz kavnami, he asuros shivrei mutarin. According to the Rabbanan, even a whole tzelem is mutar. But what do the Rabbanan asr when it's whole? An avod zara. So shouldn't they automatically matir a broken avod zara? So says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Hachi hashta. You can't compare a broken tzelem to a broken avodah zara. Hasam emer avodim emer la avodim. When it comes to a tzelem, you don't know if this thing was ever worshipped or not. Vimtim tzelem ravodim, and even if it was worshipped, emer bitlum, it could be that it's broken because someone was mevatalit from being an avodah zara. But avodas kochavim vaday avdua. What distinguishes an avodah zara from a tzelem is that an avodah zara was definitely worshipped. Mi yemer de batle. You don't know that it was ever batel. Have a safek vivaday vein safek motzi midei vaday. You have a vaday yisur. You have a safek whether the yisur was ever mesukan. So the ain safek motzi midei vaday. You still stick with the vaday yisur. So now the Gemara on a tangent is going to have two challenges to that idea that ain safek motzi midei vaday. Before we get back to bring more rayas about an avodah zara that breaks on its own. So first, the ain safik motzi midei vaday. Are you sure that a safik cannot be motzi midei vaday? Vatanya, but we have a brisa chaver shemes. You have a chaver, a person who's trusted in trumas ma'isos, and he dies. V'niach megura melei peros, and he leaves over a basket full of fruit. Afilu ani hein b'nei yoman, even if they are day old fruit. Harein becheskas musukanim. We assume that he's already taken care of the trumas ma'isos. Va'acha devadei tvili, but it's vadei tevel and safek asuna safek lasuna. We just don't know if he took ma'isos or not. That's a safek. Yet because he's safek motzi midei vadei, the safek is motzi midei vadei over there. We assume that it was taken care of, even though it's only an assumption, and we know that it was vadei tevel. So Gemara says there are two ways to address it. Either your safek isn't a safek, it's a vadei, or your vadei is not a vadei, it's a safek. Right? So it's either a case of vadei and vadei, or it's a case of safek and safek. And the Gemara does each, it tries each one. Hasam vadei vadehu. Your safek's not a safek. It's not a safek whether he was ma'aser. It's a vadei that he was ma'aser. The vadei asrinu. There's a chazaka that a chavr would never allow somebody that's in a musukan to leave his hands. V'ibay seima, or the other possibility is going the other direction. Safek v'safeku. Wait, you think it's vadei tevel? No, it's only safek tevel. Hevel. Efshar da Avik Rabroshi Adam Ramara Madval Tvua Machnisa Vemotcha Lakadesh Tebem Tachel Tumer Nemeiser. There's a way to bring the grain into the house when it's not fully processed so that it doesn't become Tevel, and then you're still allowed to feed it to your animals, and in that way, it could be that's what he did in order to avoid the issue of Tevel. Now, this idea of a Chazak al Chaver that Izeinim Motzim Itach Ziyado Davar She'inu Masukan, so it's a major machlokas in the poskim whether when the chiyuv of hafrasha is chal. Is the chiyuv of hafrasha chal only when you want to eat it, or is the chiyuv of hafrasha chal when as soon as you have it, that as soon as you have tevel, mele is the chiyuv of hafrasha even if you have no interest in eating it? And each side brings a raya from the skamara. One side is, well, even Ben Yomo, who says he was eating it, and look, we already assume that he was mafresh. The other side says, no, it's einu motzi mitachas yado. But when it is tachas yado, then who says he's going to be mafresh? As long as it's tachas yado, he doesn't have, but einu motzi mitachas, he's not going to allow it to leave his hands until he's mafresh. Also, just to mention, this chazaka comes up in other places in halacha as well. There's a shaila in the Chacham Tzvi. A guy ate something that requires an alamichya and a bari nefashos. He knows for sure that he said a bari nefashos, but he's not sure whether he said an alamichya or not. So what kind of assumptions can he make? So depending on the order that he says his brachos, if he normally says an alamichya and then a bari nefashos, if he said the bari nefashos, chazaka that he must have said the alamichya, chazaka al chaver that that's the way he behaves. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up two lines from the bottom tomorrow.